Many Anchorage residents have strong opinions on the contract negotiations between the Anchorage School District and the Teachers Union. We hear opinions of teachers, school administrators, parents, and other concerned taxpayers, but we rarely hear from the people who spend the most time with teachers, their students.
I think that teachers should do it for the children and not for the amount that they get paid, because that's their job, is to teach these children and to mentor them through their lives and not to get a bunch of money so that they can continue their lifestyles.
However, Junior Melody Hawkins is certainly in the minority, both in and out of the classroom. After speaking with students from several Anchorage high schools, it was clear that their perceptions and ideas are similar to those of the general public. Most students believe that teachers deserve higher salaries and more benefits.
I think education should be a top priority, and I believe that the teachers should receive top pay because they're teaching us and they're educating the youth today, and I believe that they deserve the best salary that they can get.
I am on the teacher's side. I'm totally in favor of them getting paid more. They do such important work for everybody, not just the students, but for everybody. And they really should be getting paid what they deserve.
Educating the children is like one of the most important things in the country, and they're being paid a ridiculously low amount for what they do.
Do you have any ideas for things that the district could do to reduce costs in order to provide more money for teachers?
Just go for it.
Not really.
Well, I think it's a shame that the state isn't funding education more. There's more to be said there, but I can't think of it.
Can we skip this question?
We also hear many thoughts about the possibility of a teacher strike before the end of the school year. While students acknowledge the risk and consequences of a strike, some are skeptical as to whether this will happen soon. Two students from Stellar Secondary School, junior Sam Holly Klein and senior Anthea Carnes, discuss the possibility.
Well, I think teachers aren't paid near enough, but I'm not sure that a strike is the best way to solve that, although I do enjoy the strikes because it means I'm not at school, but it also means I'll be at school during the summertime, which I don't like. But
I would rather see the teachers be getting paid what they deserve and go to school for a couple extra days, if that's what it takes.
It's a really slow process. They've been going on it for what? I remember them talking about it last year, and then there was a temporary contract, and now we're having another contract. So if we do strike, I think I'll be graduated by then.
Anchorage teachers have not had a full 3-year contract since 2005 and have not had any contract since July 31st, 2006. Now, with $17 million in budget cuts proposed to the school board, the future becomes increasingly uncertain for Anchorage teachers and their students. For ATME, I'm Tony Glavinick.